Our KXL Everyday Hero is Raiden Pham. He'll be 2 next month. He also has an extremely rare debilitating disease. Raiden and his family have been nominated as heroes for their positive attitude and effort to help others while dealing with tragedy.
His parents launched the Raiden Science Foundation to raise awareness of the disease and to raise money. Because his dad, Tommy, tells us Raiden may be able to be treated with gene therapy.
The first 3 months of his life, everything was okay. He was a happy child. He hit all his developmental milestones, like holding his head up and starting to work on, you know, tummy time, your normal, typical baby development cycle. And then after 3 or 4 months, something just happened where he lost some of his skills. He started puking 10 times a day. And it just went downhill from there. He was doing weird things with his body. He was contorting his arms, his legs. He was arching his back. He would be crying all the time. And doctors couldn't tell us what was going on. We went through a whole bunch of tests, blood work, some of the basic genetic testing, MRI, EEG. Everything came back normal until we did a whole exome sequencing test to look at all 20,000 of his genes. And so in August, we received the result back saying that he has a UBA5 gene mutation. And so that UBA5 gene, all humans have it. It's part of our 20,000 gene. But when it is mutated or defective, it causes a progressive neurological condition, which lines up with what my son Raiden has. And there's only about 30 cases in the world, so not much is known about it. And with that, there's no treatment. And there's no cure.
But the University of Massachusetts Medical School will take on Raiden's case. It's going to cost $3 million, though.
That whole process is going to take 3 years. We have to fundraise ourselves. Because it's so rare, to be fair to the pharmaceutical industry, there's no incentive to invest in 30 cases in the world. And so
wow.
We just have to rely on our families, friends, you know, community, any donors out there that has, you know, a kind heart that can help us to save our son and, you know, other kids suffering from UBA5. And I mean, that's fact. I can't sugarcoat it anyway. And if we can't raise that money, there is a big, big, big probability that my son do not get the treatment and won't be here in a few years because we didn't raise enough money. And like as parents and as a father, I have to live with that, right? I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to have high hopes that we can raise this amount of money.
Wow. There's more information on Raiden and a GoFundMe that has been set up for him. We have it at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.